Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone right now, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be chatting with you this morning.
Oh, you know, I feel like every single time we get a chat for a little bit, we talk about some things that, you know, are really good reminders for people. And sometimes you bring to light some issues that need to be addressed, or, you know, sometimes we just have to kind of throw out some accomplishments and some different things that are going on throughout the community that people need to be aware of. So, Sheriff, what's going on in your world right now?
You know, we're all about transparency over here at the Sheriff's Office, and I think people have probably wondered, what are they doing over there at the jail right now? So the IT department and maintenance for the county is led by Barry Horsley, and he is a genius when it comes to finding ways to save taxpayer dollars. And so he took on the jail in the last little while as a project to try to figure out, and they started with small things, like LED lighting, light switches in common areas that turn, you know, they're automatic. They turn off, they turn on as you walk in and out. He's been working on our cooling units and HVAC stuff up on the roof of our building and discovered that there was inefficiencies there. And so he's been working towards making things better. And oh, my heck, it's made a giant difference. I understand yesterday that we got a call from Price City Utilities asking if we had reduced our population in our jail because our bill was dropping rapidly. And that's a good sign. And actually, our population's creeping up. So,
you know, it's crazy just to think that small things like that really could make a huge difference. And, I mean, for the typical household, if it could make a difference at our homes, it makes sense that, you know, utilizing these different things in such a frequently used location would make a huge difference, especially when at the end of the day, it's saving tax dollars. So that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big feather in that group's cap. And, you know, this was a project taken on by them. And we are so thrilled. And it's also made our environment nicer at the sheriff's office as well because, you know, just the HVAC alone, units working against one another, we would have areas that was warmer than other areas that there were cooler and different things. And now the temperature is kind of constant in the building, and it's made a big difference. And it's even in the jail side, you know, the issues that we were having have been solved, and it's been done in a more efficient manner. It just amazes me, the thinking outside of the box and just little things, the big difference it can make. And like you said, at home, that's the same. You can really put a dent in your bottom line by doing little things.
Right, for sure. Well, Sheriff, you know, last time we spoke, we talked about the fact that there had been the misconception that population at the jail was on the decrease because of the coronavirus, and you guys were trying to keep numbers down. However, like you did mention last time we spoke, that's not necessarily the case. There are more precautions put in place, but like you just said, the numbers are actually increasing. So everyone there is staying comfortable, and you guys are staying current with current protocols.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I kind of wanted the good folks in the county to know, you know, that this is going on, and there's a lot of behind the scenes work countywide to try to save every penny that we can save of our tax base. And, you know, what a beautiful thing to see, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, Sheriff, we do have, you know, some hit or miss little tiny snowstorms that are going to be kind of rolling through, but for the most part, spring and summer are going to be here so quick, and I, for one, cannot wait. I know you love the winter. I know you love to go skiing, but I love the summer. I love it so much, and I cannot wait, especially because we are seeing some positive things starting to, you know, get scheduled, and we're excited for these things to happen. And one of those is the Search and Rescue Demolition Derby.
Yes, we are planning to have that. It's going to be the first Saturday in August this year, and we will be getting together as a group and starting the planning process. We actually feel like we're a little bit behind just because, you know, we a little uncertainty early on this year, but it'll take us all all summer to get that figured out and planned, and we're planning on having the biggest, baddest show ever. One of our benchmark goals is to have 60 cars this year, so we're hoping to get that many cars here, and I'll keep you guys posted as to how many we have. There are already cars being built in the county, so it's a good thing.
You know, it's really exciting, especially because, you know, for a lot of events, I remember when they said, you know, we're canceling these events, they're not going to happen. And I remember the low mumbles throughout the community of, well, this event's never going to come back. They're going to take this year off and it's never going to come together the way it has been. But I'm seeing the complete opposite. I'm seeing these events coming back bigger and better than they were. It's almost like taking that year off, kind of revamped it rather than kind of dwindled it out.
Yeah, put the wind back beneath the wings. I agree, and it's going to be an interesting year. And, you know, I want to tell folks, I love the fact that we live in a country where we are free to choose, and I'm excited, and I'm one that's ready for this COVID to go away, but I'm cautiously ready. I'm still going to be a little bit careful as far as social distance and things like that go, and I think it would be wise to do that just to avoid the spread of the coronavirus. Because we're not 100% out of the woods, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Definitely. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in and giving us some updates. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to tell everyone, have a fabulous day. Well, there is one little thing. We still have an unprecedented avalanche risk in our area with all the light amount of snow early on and then all the snow that we've gotten in the last weeks. Just be careful out in the backcountry. And those areas that look like they're safe are actually as dangerous as anywhere else. Just be careful.
Right, for sure. And, you know, especially when we get really warm days and then it freezes at night in the mountains. And, I mean, it's still freezing at night here. Tonight, it's dropping down to 34. So you've definitely got to be cautious if you're going to be out in the mountains, whether you're, you know, on snowmobiles or four-wheelers, side-by-sides, whatever it may be, even if you're just out hiking. You absolutely need to be careful. And, you know, Sheriff, something that you mentioned once before, and I think it's really important information. If you see an avalanche occur, or it looks like one is going to occur, it's very important to report those. And you had mentioned that people have been under the assumption that if an avalanche is occurred in an area that they're in, they're afraid to report that because they think that they could get in trouble for triggering it. But that's not necessarily the case.
No, that's not the case. And we want to know about that. We want to know where those unstable areas are so that mitigation can be made to prevent an unfortunate accident.
Right. I mean, we have absolutely had situations in the past in our community, you know, our friends, our neighbors that have been in an avalanche and unfortunately did not make it. So these are things that if you see something, absolutely report it.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly. Without fear of being in trouble. We just want to know what the problem areas are.
Right, for sure. Well, Sheriff, I know you're a busy guy, so I'll let you get back to your regular day-to-day. But thank you so much for calling in and giving us these updates.
Thanks, Mal. I appreciate you.
Of course. That has been another Carbon County Update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. To listen to this interview in its entirety, visit CastleCountryRadio.com.